This summer, fisheries biologists are recruiting 300 king and chum salmon to carry encoded tags 20 miles up the Yukon River to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's pilot station sonar site. The tags are part of a two-year project Fish and Game is launching to track king and chum salmon as they migrate past the sonar site. In mid-June, Fish and Game biologist Jody Lazzori instructed project technicians on how to administer the tags.
So the whole deal is here. You're going to insert the tag inside the reel. We're going to cut them open afterwards so you can see where the tags are.
Okay.
Lazzori pulled out a 3-inch pill-shaped tag and attached it to the end of a long, narrow tube to insert it into the mouth of a chum salmon carcass.
When it's a live fish, it's going to be regurgitating, so you're going to feel it, but you're going to be real gentle. Then you're going to plunge it in like this, the end of that. Then after it's in, you're just going to give it a little tug like this.
Lazzori tugged at a string attached to the tag to ensure the tag was securely in place.
It's pretty much touching where the stomach is, but as it comes out, it's getting lodged right where he's swallowing.
Over the summer, the technicians will capture, tag, and release salmon between Mountain Village and St. Mary's. As the salmon resume their migrations, the tags will emit an acoustic signal. At the pilot station sonar site, 10 underwater microphones, also known as hydrophones, will listen and provide coordinates for the tagged salmon as they migrate past. In mid-June, tagging project crew leader Naomi Broderson and two technicians drifted a mobile hydrophone past a tag secured to an anchored hydrophone at the pilot station sonar site. As they prepared to drop the hydrophone into the water, Broderson pulled out a black box with dials on it.
So this is the receiver box, and that is the mobile hydrophone over there, and it just connects into this port, and then this connects to the computer, and it can read the hydrophone.
That receives tag signals?
Exactly.
As they drop the hydrophone into the river, sounds made by the detected tag galloped from the receiver. Broderson explained that the sounds the tags emit are codes that allow them to identify exactly which tagged fish is swimming by.
So each tag puts out three codes, and three codes together make up a symbol, and the symbols are unique to the tag, so we can tell, based on what the hydrophones pick up, which tag has gone by.
While project technicians tag and track Yukon salmon, the pilot station sonar site will continue its usual business of counting fish for salmon estimates based on what biologists already know about migration patterns. They know salmon traveling past the site do not swim throughout the entire river, but along multi-lane fish highways close to the banks, but they know less about which lanes each species chooses to migrate in. Broderson says species-specific data about these migration patterns, revealed through the tagging study, could help biologists determine how well the sonar site's counts are representing chum and king salmon and provide insights that could lead to improvements in the site's tools and methods. Meanwhile, for the next 2 years, as chum and king salmon barrel their way upstream, biologists will remain tuned in. This is Patrice Cole reporting from Pilot Station.